Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. We're in the middle of the 75th anniversary of World War II. We aren't paying a lot of attention to it, but we still have the songs, and it's always worth taking another listen. This time, they're about the men who served and the lives they lived.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Songs about the military life include some from the woman's point of view. Considering how important women's attitudes were in the songs of the war years, it's not surprising. Women confirm their affection and admiration for the men who serve. They embrace a last night of lovemaking, and then it's off to war. Cass Daly with Victor Sertinger and Johnny Mercer's 1942, Tomorrow You Belong to Uncle Sammy, and Johnny Long's orchestra with Red Evans' 1941, He's 1A in the Army, and He's 1A in My Heart.
Tomorrow you belong to Uncle Sammy, but tonight you belong to me. You may never get your chevrons walking me in the park, but I can guarantee you'll get a black and blue mark. Even though the Navy is your alma mammy, Sammy's gonna turn you over to me. The Commodore appointed me to save a few lives. He says the guy who has a date with me and survives is a cinch to have a picnic when the blackout arrives. So tonight you belong to me. Home on the range and in need of a change, for there weren't any men out my way. And I'm telling you, pal, it's no fun for a gal. Well, the deer and the antelope fled. Then he came to me from out of nowhere. Company B. And he said, please, won't you put a fellow at ease?
I'm one of those lonesome jazz teens, and I'd like a date with you.
We might enjoy a pop or two at some secluded rendezvous. But I said nothing to him, my cherie. It's gotta be a cocktail or two. That's how we spent an hour or two. And then his girlfriend came into view. And with the twist of a wrist, she hit me with a fist. And in her fist was a bottle of ice cold cola. It knocked out every mola I had a dream.
From coast to coast in this great nation, each man has got a classification. Oh, tell me, pray tell me what's yours. I've got a guy who's really something. This man of mine, he ain't missing nothing. No wonder I'm happy to say. He's 1A in the Army, and he's A1 in my heart. He's gone to help the country that helped him to get a start. I love him so, because I know he wants to do his part. For he's 1A in the Army, and he's A1 in my heart. And just in case you're quitting, passed the toughest physical. He passed it, folks, and how? For I know why he rates so high on Uncle Sammy's chart. For he's 1A in the Army and he's A1 in my heart.
Cass Daly, Tomorrow You Belong to Uncle Sammy, and Johnny Long's orchestra, He's 1A in the Army, and He's 1A in My Heart. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Most of the war songs expressed the emotions of the women left behind, but there were also songs about the men. Many of them were about being in the service, and that means they had little appeal beyond the war years. Many of them also lacked the romanticism that might have extended their appeal. The dramatic shift from civilian to soldier was perfect for a comic approach. The chorus from Irving Berlin's 1942 All Soldier Review, This Is the Army, with the title song. The chorus from This Is the Army with the title song. Military life isn't mainly about crisp uniforms and snappy marching. It's much more about basic training, a combination of boredom and misery. But what comes across in the songs is the desire to build morale. The tone is lighthearted, the outcome worth the struggle. Nat King Cole Trio with Earl Drayman, Wesley Prince, and Cole's 1940 Gone with the Draft, and Ezra Stone, Julie Oceans, and Philip Truex with Irving Berlin's 1942, The Army's Made a Man Out of Me.
Gone, gone, gone with the draft. Gone, gone, gone with the draft. Gone, gone, gone with the draft. When skinny me went out with my honey, boys all started to laugh. But now it's not so funny. They're all gone with the draft. As a sheep, I can't be beat. The boys all hand me a laugh. But since I have got flat feet, I'm not gone with the draft. I used to envy the fellows who had such fine physique. But all they can say is hello on $7.50 a week. When the boys get back and see how I'm doing, they'll be sorry they left. 'Cause one can't keep on wooing and still be gone with the draft. Franklin D. did sign the draft. The cats all had a chill. The boys turn pale and seize the lad, cause this is a serious bill. They now realize that Skinny Me was the luckiest one of all. We can stay at home with Minnie while they play the cannonball. So boys, take it on the chin and always wear a smile. You'll find it hard to win, carrying 50 pounds for mile. When your year of drill is up, you get your camp discharged. You can come back home and freshen up and run around at large.
The army's made a man out of me, a man out of me, a man out of me. My mother and my father agree, the army has made me a man. I used to sleep with brother, but now I sleep alone. I used to be a tenor, but now I'm a baritone. My girl said when she sat on my knee, the army has made me a man.
To look at me, you wouldn't think that I was once a skinny gink. The doctors thought I never would last.
And I was always taking pills. I thought I had so many ills, but that is all a thing of the past.
The army made a man out of me, a man out of me, a man out of me. My mother and my father agree, the army has made me a man.
I used to sleep with brother, but now I sleep alone. I used to be a tenor, but now I'm a baritone.
My girl said when she sat on my knee, the army has made me a man.
My mind was all confusion, but now my mind has cleared.
My face was like a baby's, but now I can raise a beard.
And I can drink a strong cup of tea.
The army, a week in camp has shown, the army, that he can sleep alone. The army, that he's a baritone. The army, the army, the army, the army, the army has made me a man.
Nat King Cole, Gone with the Draft, and Ezra Stone, Julie Oceans, and Philip Truex, The Army's Made a Man Out of Me. One of the best qualities of an army of citizen soldiers is its irreverence. During the 4 years of death and dying, songwriters wrote very few comic songs. But one of the best of them came from Johnny Mercer, who translated his understanding of the military life and its absurdities into an elaborate alphabet soup. From 1944, Mercer sings G.I. Jive.
This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rootledy-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Voot! After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. This is the G-I-J-I, man alive. they give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called a fluid drive. Jack, if you still survive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, seems you're right back digging that G.I. Jive.
Johnny Mercer with his own G.I. Jive. Maybe the best known of the songs that express the servicemen's irreverence may not have been written by a professional songwriter, wasn't from World War II, and wasn't American. No one knows for sure who wrote it, but Bless Them All might have been written by a British soldier in France in 1916. It then spread through the British and American armies in World War II. One more thing. The original lyric never included the word bless. The Sun Harbor Chorus with Bless Them All.
Cookies for flat-footed rookies, so cheer up, my lad, bless them all.
the Sun Harbor Chorus, Bless Them All. The need to realign an economy that was turning out more refrigerators than tanks needed to happen virtually overnight. A GI had a lot to learn and a lot of questions to ask. The rhythms are brisk and the tone borders on irreverence, but some of the questions are serious and scary. Ethel Merman, why do they call a private? And Bing Crosby, what do you do in the infantry?
I know why they call a corporal, because he's got two stripes. And I know why they call a sergeant, because he always gripes. Yes, I know almost all the military types, but why do they call a private, when each night is a public event? The Pennsylvania station, that crossroads of the nation, has nothing on a regular army tent. They snore and snore and snore all night. They drop their shoes, they light the light. It's heck to have to smell a regiment. Have you been marching? Why do they call a private, when each night is a public event? Why do they call a private, when there's nothing more public on earth? Take military travel, it makes your nerves unravel. The army's really getting its money's worth. In any other walk of life, you'd think that you were man and wife. The way you've got to share a lower berth, your feet are icy. Oh, why do they call a private, when there's nothing more public on earth? Now, why do they call a private, when his life is a public affair? 100 other rookies enjoy his mother's cookies and read his mail and borrow his underwear. And every time he's gotta go, a fella's gotta go, you know, with 7 other fellas sitting there. He's got my colliers. Why do they call a private, when his life is a public affair? Why do they call a private, when he's only a public GI? They ought to call him Rover. He flies and flees all over. There's always lots of company for a guy. And if he ever gets a shower, he's got to wait on line an hour. It's murder if he's modest and he's shy. The joint is crowded. Why do they call a private, when he's only a public GI? Oh, why do they call a private, when his life is a public affair? The whole United Nations can hear his conversation and read his mail and borrow his underwear. And if he finds a local wench and puts her on a quiet bench, 3 other guys from Yank are waiting there to take the picture. A private, when his life is a public affair, go see the chaplain. His life is a public affair.
You march. What do you do when your pack has got your back, a skip, a starch? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march. What do you do in the infantry? You hike. What do you get in the infantry? You left and right a bike. The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. And what do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. Sweat till you get there the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You move into Berlin. The rest of the army are riding, riding through a triumphal arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march.
1, 2, 3, 4.
March.
2, 3, 4.
March. What do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march.
Dust, 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 dust.
What do you do when your pack has got your back as stiff as starch? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march.
Rain, 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 rain.
What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike.
Mud, 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 mud.
What do you get in the infantry? A left and right or bike? The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. And what do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. Sweat till you get there the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You move into Berlin. The rest of the army are riding, riding through a triumphal arch. And what do you do in the infantry? You march.
1, 2, 3, 4.
March.
2, 3, 4.
March. 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 March.
Two songs from 1944. Ethel Merman with Peter Lind Hayes and Frank Lesser's Why Do They Call a Private, and Bing Crosby with Lesser's What Do You Do in the Infantry. Songs transformed Army life into something okay beyond the griping. Maybe the first jarring thing that happened to rookies was Reveille, because it started the day long before dawn, but also because it ended a GI's dream of the girl he left behind. But the bugler that Irving Berlin pursued in World War I now had a few other licks in his horn. The Army just had to give him a little elbow room. The Andrews Sisters, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and Bing Crosby, Till Reveille.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la da toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet.
because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up. When he plays reveille, he's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
From 1941, the Andrews Sisters with Huey Prince and Don Ray's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and Bing Crosby with Stanley Cowan and Bobby Wirth's Till Reveille. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The keepers of public morals talked about fidelity and chastity, but everybody else went off and did as they pleased. I don't mean to be flippant. People had terrible choices to make about being faithful or getting married or sleeping together or not. Wartime songs handled the issue in a typically lighthearted way, with a GI, a whack, and a Jeep. Horace Heights Orchestra with Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep, and the Merry Max, I got 10 bucks and 24 hours leave.
Private Jackson had a gal he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep.
They took a ride, the time flew by, and Bo Peep was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, this Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11.
So little Bo Peep
Peep has lost her jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy drove it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac, she wondered who designed it.
Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes they never thrilled her.
But the Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep appeal. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier Chappie. If he comes chug-chuggy in his old blitz buggy, Bo Peep will be happy.
Boy drove it off to camp and left for me behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hot, but gee, I didn't mind it. It didn't look like a Cadillac, I wonder who designed it.
Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes they never thrilled her. But the Jackson at the wheel, oh boy, she got that appeal.
I'm little Bo Peep, I need that Jeep and want my soldier Chappie. When he comes chug-chuggy in his old blitz buggy, Bo Peep will be happy.
Hey Bo Peep, here comes Jackson in his Jeep.
I'm little Bo Peep, I found my Jeep and found my soldier Chappie.
He came chug-chuggy in his old blitz buggy. Now Bo Peep surely will be happy.
$20 for the tickets, and $5 you owe to Ben, and counting all deductions, that leaves you just $10.
So inspect me, Sarge, it's up to you, but hurry, please, I've so much to do.
Got my press all shined up smart, gonna see the one who's got my heart. I got 10 bucks and 24 hours leave. So why the heck do we need more dough? Got my press all shined up smart. Gonna see the one who's got my heart. I got 10 bucks. 24 hours leave. Captain Jones just signed my pass. Through the gates I'm going free at last. I got 10 bucks. 24 hours leave. Number 49 around the bend. Got no time to be wasted. Love to hear the sound of those wheels turning round. A clickety clack. They carry me back. Oh, Sarge, my KP's done. Got a date to see my only one. I got 10 bucks.
Chicago. I got $10, 24 hours leave.
From 1942, Horace Heights Orchestra, with Jerry Brown and Frank DeVoe's Little Bo Peep Has Lost Her Jeep, and from 1943, The Merry Macs, with Claude Wilson and Jerry Livingston's I Got $10 and 24 Hours Leave. When training ends and the men ship out, the songs change. Most now focus on the women whose sense of dread intensifies their loneliness and longing. But the men are going through the same thing. A soldier sends a message to a girl he met at the stage door canteen, a girl he met and fell in love with. Earl Oxford, With I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen.
Old Mr. Absent-minded, that's me. Just as forgetful as I can be. I've got the strangest sort of a mind. I'm always leaving something behind. I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army routine. And every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him. From the start, and my heart's at the stage door canteen.
I left my heart at the stage door canteen.
I left my heart.
I left it there with a girl named Eileen.
With a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army routine.
The old army routine.
And every doughboy knows what that will mean.
You know what beneath my routine.
A soldier boy.
From 1942, Earl Oxford with Irving Berlin's I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen. Very few songs were about the reality of combat. It's not well suited to something as small and generally escapist as a popular song. How do you contain Nightfall in a Foxhole on Guadalcanal in 32 bars? But there were a few, idealized perhaps, but they conveyed some sense of the isolation each soldier, sailor, and pilot must have felt. The Four Vagabonds, coming in on a wing and a prayer.
One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. Yes, one of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming. They waited for the word. Then a voice broke through that humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on the wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show!
What a show!
What a fight!
What a fight!
Yes, we
really hit our target for tonight. Tonight,
how we'll sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's a field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord. Coming in on the wing and a prayer.
Glory be.
Hallelujah.
Glory be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On a wing and a prayer.
What a show. Target for tonight. How we'll sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's a field over there. With our
full crew aboard
and our
trust in the Lord.
The Four Vagabonds with Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer. Almost any song having to do with combat was jubilant or tongue-in-cheek, a patriotic tribute to the wisecracking GIs who bore the burden. Or maybe a march or a celebration of what's to come set to a rousing gospel beat. But what underscores both without ever saying it is the understanding that victory was only a matter of time. Ethel Merman marching through Berlin, and Bing Crosby, I'm a cranky old Yank and a clanky old tank.
Wer dürfte kleine Schnicksten zu Hause in die Stadt und Polizei sein, weil das sind sogar Mörder?
That's all, brother. Get back in your trunk, skunk.
Put that old devil back in his place.
Sing hallelujah.
We'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin. We'll be singing hallelujah,
marching through Berlin.
When we drive those sons of Satan from their place of sin, we'll be singing hallelujah,
marching through Berlin.
Whap! When we get there, we're gonna see the world has peace and liberty. That's the way it's gotta be, 'cause a man's no good unless he's free. We'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin. We'll be singing hallelujah,
marching through Berlin. Oh, we'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin. We'll be singing hallelujah, marching right through Berlin. When we drive the sons of Satan from their place of sin, we'll be singing hallelujah, marching right through Berlin. When we get
unless he's free. We'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin. We'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin.
Everybody clap hands and shout hooray. All their troubles be chased away. That Hitler man will meet his judgment day.
Sing hallelujah.
We'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin. We'll be singing hallelujah,
marching through Berlin.
When we drive those sons of Satan from their place of sin, we'll be singing hallelujah,
marching through Berlin.
What?
When we get there, we're gonna see the world has peace and liberty. That's the way it's gonna be, 'cause a man's no good unless he's free.
We'll be singing hallelujah, marching through Berlin.
We'll be singing hallelujah,
marching, marching through Berlin. Boo hee, boo Hitler, da, ra, da.
I'm a cranky old Yank in the clanky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my tank through a Tokyo bank, sure as I'm an army buckaroo. And when I set my khaki down in old Nagasaki, I'll be singing like a wacky jackaroo. And you can bet my cracky, every sukiyaki lackey will be looking mighty tacky when I do. I'm a cranky old Yank in the cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my swank little hanky-panky tank through the streets of Yokohama with a Honolulu mama singing those Beatles, flat on his Cito, Hirohito Blues.
I'm a cranky old Yank in a cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding my tank through a Tokyo bank, sure as I'm an army buckaroo.
And when I set my khaki down in old Nagasaki, I'll be singing like a wacky jackaroo. And you can bet by cracky, every sukiyaki lackey will be looking mighty tacky when I do.
I'm a cranky old Yank in a cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo.
I'll be riding my swank little hanky-panky tank through the streets of Yokohama with a Honolulu mama singing those Beatles.
Singing those Beatles.
Flat on his Cito.
Flat on his Cito.
Hirohito Blues. Some blues.
Two songs from 1942. Ethel Merman with Bob Reed and Harry Miller's Marching Through Berlin, and Bing Crosby with Hoagie Carmichael's I'm a Cranky Old Yank in a Clanky Old Tank. When the war ended, the women in all these ballads let themselves dream about the future again and gathered on railroad platforms to welcome the GIs home. The songs greeted them with a jivey beat and the need to learn how to be a hepcat again. Vaughn Monroe, Just a Blue Serge Suit.
Just a blue serge suit and a bright new necktie. A room on his own with a door. Just a bed with sheets and a home cooked dinner. That's what he's been fighting for.
Don't ask him questions, for he's not talking.
All that he wants
questions, for he's not talking. All that he wants to do is go out walking in a blue set suit and a peaceful mind with the girl he left behind.
Vaughn Monroe with Irving Berlin's 1945 Just a Blue Serge Suit. From khaki to mufti, and the boys were home. But while they served, America's composers and lyricists provided some songs that spoke to them or for them. Andrew Croucher is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.